Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. There is so much going on in our world today. Change is everywhere. In my conversations with owners and senior leaders of organizations, there is so much uncertainty. There's a real desire to take all of the new technology and make it work and figure out how to coordinate that with leaders and teams within organizations. There's a lot of desire to grow and to expand and to kind of come out of the malaise that we've been in over the last several years into a new era of growth and development and expansion. And there's a lot of uncertainty in all of that. And I specifically want to focus, at least for the next several episodes, on how can we bring clarity to all of these things that feel uncertain, that just don't seem to be something we can really wrap our hands around and get a hold of. Well, actually, we can. And I'm in the process of working on some resources that I'll be providing for free to people. And the whole concept is that the only limiting factor going forward in your growth that you can control is your leadership. Your leadership will either limit your growth or it will leverage your growth. And I've got a number of resources and new courses online and other things coming out that will help people really be able to get a hold of this and figure out what to do with it. I could not think of a better place to start, though, other than describing how to get data-driven leadership and turn that into a competitive advantage. Effective leadership isn't just about having a confident personality or a great resume or great experience. It hinges on a deeper and more holistic understanding of how leaders, teams, and even entire organizations operate. This is where data-driven diagnostics, particularly the 4Cs approach that I use, can make a massive difference. If we can measure character, competence, chemistry, and capacity in leaders and teams, we can gain measurable insights that will foster engagement, it'll reduce turnover, and unlock a competitive advantage. And that's the clarity that you can gain from leveraging assessments in leadership. I'm going to describe that, and I'm going to go deeper into that in future episodes, because I really think right now, with all of the changes, with all of the new technology, with all of the uncertainty, with all of the many different areas of our lives that just seem to be evolving, changing, we have got to find a way to get actionable data that we can use to make our very best decisions. And the hardest area to do that in is people. Well, I have a solution for that, and that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to explore the 4Cs that I just talked about. We're going to discuss the power of data-driven assessments, and those include things like personality assessments, mindsets and motivators, emotional intelligence assessments, and something I call the habit story assessment, which is fairly new and very few people know about it, but I have found it to be incredibly powerful. Then we're also going to add to that an entire suite of assessments by 6 seconds called vital signs assessments that give us a 360-degree view of leaders, teams, and organizations. If we can leverage assessments to give us a competitive advantage in our leadership, then we are doing everything we can to move things forward. Let me break all of that down for you. What is this 4 C's framework that I'm talking about? Well, again, the first one is character. What is that? Character refers to a leader's integrity, their moral compass, their ethical standards, their inherent values. It is the why behind their decisions and actions. Why is it important? Why is character important? Leaders with strong character foster trust, loyalty, and respect among team members. According to a study published in the Harvard Business Review, organizations with trustworthy leadership tend to see higher retention rates and a more positive work culture overall. And that just leads to higher productivity, higher performance, and higher profitability. Okay, what's the second C? It's competence. Competence is the what? It's the collection of skills, knowledge, experience, and the abilities a leader needs to fulfill their role. Why is that important? Competent leaders drive efficiency and assure the organization meets its objectives. By identifying gaps in competence, companies can target training and development efforts more effectively, resulting in fewer mistakes and higher productivity. I cannot express to you how many times I have had conversations with people and their approach to developing emerging leaders and even seasoned leaders is so haphazard and so non-data-driven that it just makes no sense at all. And I understand I have a bias here. I understand that because this is what I do for a living and have done it for many, many years, decades, then, you know, I have a specific perspective on this. But I also know the human brain. I know how the human brain works. I understand how people learn, how they retain the learning, how they can engage with the learning, they can activate it, they can reflect on it, they can put that learning into practice, and they can grow and develop their skills, they can upskill. I mean, I've spent my entire adult life working on that with people, thousands of people over the years. And the reason I say this is I have people that will argue with me, well, something's better than nothing. I'm not sure that's always accurate. Yes, it's better to do something to develop leaders than it is to do nothing. But what if it is so disparate from your goals, it doesn't align with your strategic objectives, that it just takes time and it takes focus away from what needs to be done? Why would we not get the very best data possible and then create tailored programs to help develop our emerging leaders and seasoned leaders into even better leaders? Number 3 is chemistry. Chemistry encompasses the relational and emotional dynamics within a team, how well people collaborate, communicate, and support each other. Why is that important? Teams with strong chemistry tend to be more innovative and more resilient. I don't think I could use 2 more words more important right now in the workplace than innovative and resilient. Gallup's data shows that high team engagement can lead to 21% higher profitability. Think about that. What if you could get 21% higher profitability without changing your team at all, without adding new people, without spending a ton of money, but just really focusing on growing people and developing people that you already have. And there are other benefits to doing that. Measuring chemistry like this helps leaders spot and address internal conflicts, and then aligning personal styles for better performance. I recently talked to a group of people that I will probably not work with because they have decided that they want all of their team to be the same personality style. And I got to tell you, that's a disaster because there are no complementary strengths. And the blind spots are all the same for all of those people. And so they're going to be blind spots that are just not going to get addressed. So diversity to me is taking diverse strengths and bringing them together in a team to really get high-functioning teams where people's strengths may shore up somebody else's gaps, where leaders can talk about these things and help develop and upskill their people. Well, number four then is capacity. Capacity refers to the potential bandwidth of an individual team, how much stress, how much workload, and how much change they can handle without burnout or performance decline. So that's what capacity is. There's something very interesting here. There is something very interesting here in the relationship between capacity and competence. They are directly connected. As you grow your competence and become better at something, you actually increase your capacity. As you increase your capacity, you have room to grow and become even more competent. So it's an ever-expanding spiral that we can put in play for teams, leaders, and organizations to get the kind of growth that we want to see. So capacity, its importance, if we understand it, we can set realistic goals, we can avoid overburdening people and teams, we can plan for sustainable growth. And that word sustainable is so important. Research by McKinsey and Company notes that when workloads exceed capacity, burnout and turnover rates skyrocket. We don't want that. So why do we then focus in on data-driven assessments? Let's dive into that. Let me start with something, kind of a preamble to all of this around assessments. I am speaking of highly validated psychometric tools that have proven to measure what they're supposed to measure. That's what I'm talking about, predictive validity. So when we look at these assessments, this is where I'm coming from. So let's dive into this. Why would we put these in play for leaders and for organizations? Well, traditional performance reviews or even manager observations can miss a lot. They can miss a lot of critical aspects and nuances around a leader or a team. So when we apply data-driven assessments for personality profiles, EQ evaluations, emotional intelligence, habit tracking, things like that, we offer a quantitative window into intangible qualities. I wanted to make sure I said that correctly because there are a lot of people out there that don't understand that what they think may be nebulous and hard to get a handle on and all of that, we can measure all of that stuff through a variety of different assessments. We can offer that quantitative window into those more intangible qualities. And then we get empirical evidence, which provides clarity on hidden strengths, unrealized potential, weaknesses and gaps, even potential friction points. So let's kind of break that down. How do we reveal hidden strengths and gaps? Well, for instance, we could take personality assessments. Tools like a DISC assessment can shed light on how people prefer to communicate, how they like to make decisions, how they like to handle conflict, or not. This insight makes it easier to form a balanced team and to delegate responsibilities more effectively. Then there's another type of assessment called mindsets or motivators that actually uncover what truly drives behavior with people. And of course, people are different. So there will be different motivators or mindsets that will drive their behavior. So from growth-oriented mindsets to intrinsic motivators, we can measure all of that. Understanding what fuels or stalls each team member helps us to tailor incentives and growth opportunities. Well, what about a team? How can we measure team dynamics? First, EQ assessments. Emotional intelligence is vital for building trust, empathy, and clear communication. It goes to teamwork, it goes to collaboration, it goes to execution, it goes to motivation, it goes to trust. And it goes to managing change. I mean, it's incredible how powerful emotional intelligence is in the workplace. A robust EQ evaluation quantifies things like self-awareness and social skills, which reveals interpersonal blind spots that might cause friction in the team, and so much more. The habit story assessment is another fascinating one for individuals and teams. Habits dictate over 46% of our daily actions. Think about that. 46% or more of someone's daily actions are driven by habits and patterns. Patterns, habits, pretty much the same thing. By capturing these habitual patterns, from the way people make decisions to how they resolve conflict, the habit story assessment and coaching can pinpoint exactly where leaders and teams need to shift their behaviors to become more effective. That is an incredibly powerful boost for leadership success. Now, let's talk about 360-degree assessments. That's another data-driven assessment that gives us a real competitive advantage. So I'm specifically going to talk about a suite of assessments that I use and many people use around the world from 6 Seconds called the Vital Signs Assessments. So you have the Leadership Vital Signs, the Leadership 360, or what a lot of people call the LVS 360. It evaluates the leadership style, decision-making approaches, and emotional intelligence markers, providing data on how leaders impact their teams. And there are 5 critical success factors measured in all of these vital signs assessments, whether it's a leader or a team or an entire organization: trust, execution, teamwork, motivation, and change, the ability to manage and navigate change effectively. Those are critical success factors for teams, leaders, and entire organizations. So the team vital signs measures engagement, motivation, collaborative capacity. This helps teams see where communication breakdowns occur or conflicting values that might be holding performance back. And then the organizational vital signs, measuring those same 5 critical success factors and a lot of other very important measures, gives a holistic assessment that ties leadership performance, team dynamics, and organizational health all together in one place where you can see it, almost like a dashboard, where you can see the organizational health of an organization with the organizational vital signs assessment. Companies can spot issues affecting the whole system, from culture misalignment to undervalued talent. So what's the benefit of all of these? These integrated evidence-based assessments, and I want to stress that, this is real validated data you're getting out of these assessments. It offers a panoramic understanding of an organization, a team, and a leader. So instead of guessing what needs improvement, leadership teams can pinpoint the exact areas requiring attention. Now, I've gone through all of these different assessments very quickly, and I'm happy to have a conversation with anyone about any of these types of assessments, how they can be applied appropriately, how they can be brought together to create customized packages, to learn the data and insights that are going to be critical to sustainable success. So I'm opening the door for those conversations right now. Feel free to go to eqfit.org and send me an email and let me know that you'd like to have that conversation. Okay, I always like to close these episodes out by putting this into real-world applications. So how do we take that data and translate it to real-world return on investment? Well, organizations that embrace these diagnostic tools often see transformative business outcomes. Let's break some of this down. The first big return on investment is improved engagement. This is a hot topic and has been for many years for most organizations. What is our engagement level? People spend an incredible amount of money on climate surveys to figure out engagement levels. Every one of those climate surveys that I have looked at, and I haven't looked at all of them, every single one of them, except for the organizational vital signs assessment or survey from 6 seconds, doesn't give you a path forward into how to change that engagement level. They give you all kinds of suggestions and ideas, and you get a big old thick binder. Honest to goodness, I think they sell it by the pound. But bottom line, there isn't a consistent sequenced path forward to change engagement levels, except with that organizational vital signs assessment that I use from 6 seconds. And I'm not promoting them over anybody else. I'm just saying, because I'm a certified assessment professional, it is absolutely critical to me that I get the very best possible data, because my reputation, the trust that I have with my clients, resides directly in how good the data is, how predictive it is, how much insight can be gained. So I have got to make sure that I am getting the very best data possible, because that's what we build on. It's the foundation to move forward. So we want to improve engagement, higher morale, better collaboration, and tangible results. What do we mean by tangible results? According to Forbes, companies with highly engaged workforces are 17% more productive and experience 41% lower absenteeism. That's huge. If you put that into dollars, I know a lot of people talk about turnover, losing people, and then having to rehire. And we're gonna look at that here in a minute. But think of absenteeism, or what we've heard more recently, quiet quitting, where people just aren't performing at the same level. And with remote and hybrid teams, it's even more of a challenge for leadership to get the performance and productivity necessary. So this improved engagement really is the answer to getting the performance and profitability that you want. Where does that come from? By getting good data, and then being able to leverage that data to enhance leadership impact. Number two is reduce turnover. And I said, we talk about that. We need to make sure we have the right people in the right roles. So the same kinds of assessments that I use to help organizations in all of these areas we've been talking about, I also use those in pre-hire so that we know what we're getting with a candidate. The best way I have ever heard, the best way I have ever heard this explained is my dad, the psychologist, who said, Steve, these assessments, when we do them for our clients, are just like working with that person for a year and learning about them and getting to know how they do things and how they make decisions and all of that. But you get to know it before you make the hiring decision. Think about that. That alone would change so much in the workplace if you had that kind of data before you made a hiring decision. So right people, right roles. Retention through development. This is huge. Any of you owners, leaders out there who are millennial or boomer generation, please, please listen to me on this. If you want to engage younger talent, bring them into your organization. They are highly interested in how much you're willing to invest in them and their development, even over another $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 a year in their salary. This investment in people is becoming critical. So high potential individuals feel more valued when the organization invests in their diagnostics and their development. The D&D, diagnostics and development. And what's the tangible result here? Well, SHRM, Society for Human Resource Management, estimates that replacing an employee can cost up to 50 to 60% of their annual salary to recruit, train, and in lost productivity. I've seen it much higher than that, especially if it's a revenue-generating position. I've seen it in the 200 to 300% of annual compensation range. So what's the next real advantage of doing this by leveraging this data-driven assessments? Well, more efficient leadership development. That's a critical element. We can do targeted development, targeted training. The data clarifies what each leader or team needs. Instead of generic leadership training, you can tailor development programs to address precise gaps. That's what you need. That's efficient use of your investment in people, in teams, in leaders. Here's another one, faster progress. By pinpointing growth areas, you can actually speed up the development cycle. I mean, that's just common sense, right? So what's the tangible result there? Well, a Deloitte study reveals that companies with targeted leadership programs are 92% more likely to show higher innovation and 42% more likely to grow faster in revenue. I don't know where you can get stronger numbers than that. That is just an incredible return on investment. Here's the last one I'm going to talk about when we talk about really leveraging this data for benefit, real world ROI, elevated culture and competitive advantage. We want both of those. When character and chemistry are measured and nurtured, it ensures the organization's culture reflects shared values and aligns with strategic goals. Brand reputation, this is huge. An organization known for strong leadership practices and a healthy culture attracts top talent and often has a competitive advantage and positive media coverage. I mean, there's so many benefits to doing it this way. getting the right data so you can make the right decisions, put the right programs in place so that you can really reap the rewards and the benefits of all of this. LinkedIn's Talent Trends report found that 75% of job seekers consider an employer's brand before even applying for a position. Strong data-driven leadership cultures thus become a magnet for high-caliber recruits. I want to share a story with you very quickly. I worked with a client a few years ago, and I really emphasized what we're talking about here with them. And for a period of time, they bought into it, they practiced it, they did a good job with it, and they got some really good, high-level, high-caliber recruits. People that came in, top talent, that really helped move them forward. And then they brought somebody in who had a different perspective, went a different direction. I haven't worked with them in several years now. And their employer brand has gone down the tubes. People, when they think about working at this place and they check them out, there's a lot of negativity about their employer brand. This is a big deal, and it makes a big difference. So let's talk about, what do we do with all of this? Here's what I would hope that you would hear from me. Let's make these diagnostics a part of your DNA for your leaders, for your organization. Number one, start with a baseline. Conduct a round of these assessments: personality, motivators, emotional intelligence, and habit story and vital signs assessments. That will give you the initial snapshot that you need to understand current reality. Where are you today? And I've had somebody say to me very recently, "Oh, that's incredibly expensive, and why would we do that?" Let me tell you the old joke of the CEO and the CFO talking to each other, and the CEO going, "We really need to put in a good leadership development program and assess our leaders and figure out what they need and all of that." And the CFO says, "Well, okay, fine, but if we do that and spend all that money, then, you know, what happens if people leave us?" And of course, you know the comeback from the CEO. What happens if we don't do that and they stay? That's what I want you to hear from me. Is this an investment? Absolutely. Probably not as much as you think. But the reality is, if you don't make this kind of investment in the most important asset you have in your organization, which is your people, then you are literally limiting your growth. Remember when I talked about the resources I'm creating around your leadership bandwidth? Is it limiting or is it leveraging your growth? This is what I'm talking about. Number two, analyze and identify key gaps. Look for patterns across the data. Are certain teams struggling with certain areas? Do leaders consistently underestimate their team's capacity? Which habits are derailing progress? Number three, develop a tailored or customized action plan. Create targeted strategies that specialize training into specific areas for specific leaders and specific teams. This can all be done with the data that we're talking about. And then we can put the right coaching in place. We can create cultural change initiatives if we need to, but we cannot do that by guessing. One of my favorite phrases that I've come up with over the years is, don't guess, assess. Why would we guess when we can get really good validated data? The last one, reassess and iterate. What does that mean? Diagnostics are not a one-and-done event. Schedule reassessments every 6 to 12 months to measure progress, reevaluate priorities, shift and change the development effort to make it as efficient, as effective as possible, and ensure continuous improvement. Let me leave you with this. If you embrace data-driven diagnostics like the 4Cs framework that I've been talking about and the robust assessment tools that I have explained here, it's an investment that pays dividends in engagement, retention, and overall performance. By identifying the character, competence, chemistry, and capacity within your leadership and your teams, you can orchestrate a strategic, evidence-based approach to personal, professional, and organizational growth. What is the end result? Well, it's a work environment where strengths are nurtured, blind spots are addressed, and every individual is empowered to contribute their very best. And that's what engagement is. Remember, in the age of analytics and rapid change, data is your ally. By measuring the 4Cs, you'll turn subjective assumptions into actionable insights. And that clarity can transform not just your leaders, but your entire organization. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.